KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:06, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 44 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually partly cloudy for the balance of the day, and a high of 62, with winds north of 15 to 25 miles per hour, putting a bit of a bite into the air, and the winds will be diminishing by this evening. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We topped at 65 for high yesterday, and we broke a record low for that date of 28 degrees, which was originally set at 29 in 1935. Well, in the news, Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig reports that on Wednesday, May 19th, the Atlantic Food Pantry, the Anita Food Pantry, will host a mobile food pantry through the Food Bank of the Heartland, and that'll be at the Anita Food Pantry from 5:30 until 7 p.m. or until supplies last. Anyone in need is welcome to visit the mobile pantry, and no documentation is needed. People from surrounding towns and communities are welcome. Once again, that's Wednesday, May 19th, from 5:30 until 7 p.m. or until the supplies run out for the Anita Food Pantry at 208 Chestnut Street in Anita. Two USDA Farmers to Families drive-through food box distributions will be held at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic this month. Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig reports the distributions will take place first this Saturday, May the 8th, from noon until 3 o'clock. The second food box distribution takes place on Tuesday, May 18th, from 2:30 until 4:30 p.m. Again, there is no charge. Anyone is welcome to stop by. No documentation is required, and people from surrounding towns and communities are welcome. If you'd like more information on those programs, contact Brigham Hoig at 712-249-5870. The Adair County Board of Supervisors, during their regular weekly meeting on Wednesday morning, said May 26th at 9:15 a.m. was the date and time for a public hearing on an FY21 budget amendment. The board made their decision following an explanation from County Auditor Mandy Berg on each line item.
First, the Sheriff's Office, that's just the money that Jeff has taken in for prisoner room and board, implement fees, his pay phone commission, fuel tax refund, seatbelt safety grant, and that new 9% court fine money. He takes that in and then he has to expend it back out. So that's just showing that. Juvenile detention shelter services, we've been getting monthly bills, and it seems to me like we'll continue to get monthly bills, so we up that $5,000.
Other adjustments were found in the recorder's office, county engineer, and Adair County Conservation Department.
Funeral services, we've hit our $3,000. I put us another couple thousand just in case we get a couple to finish out the year. Medical examiner fees, we haven't quite hit that budget yet, but I put another $2,500 in there just in case. And then E911, we've had, of course, increases in the signs and expenditures and revenues in that.
The board then heard from representatives with Access Systems with regard to information technology concerns, or IT. County Engineer Nick Kaufman reported on maintenance and activities for the Adair County Engineer Secondary Roads Department, including two bridge and other projects.
So on North 22 Jackson Bridge project, ready to pour the south rail. And then West 35 Jefferson, both rails are poured. Once they get the false work all removed, they'll get the wings poured and be ready for guardrail. Started bridge inspections yesterday. We've got 1 mile of Delta closed. We're cleaning ditches and building the road up and sectioning it.
And Board Chair Steve Shelley and other board members signed off on right-of-way contracts for a section of W-10 Orient Township, which is north of Orient on Pinewood Road, for a reinforced concrete box culvert project, or projects, if you will. Four of Iowa's most talented high school seniors have earned an Iowa scholarship for the arts to support their college education this fall. Faith DeGroot of Alta, Ruby Hummel of Yale, Michaela Lane of Cresco, and Mayo Legaspi of Adel are the recipients of a prestigious award from the Iowa Arts Council, a division of the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs. The Iowa Scholarship for the Arts program supports Iowa high school students with proven artistic ability in the areas of dance, creative writing, music, theater, traditional arts, or visual arts, and who plan to pursue a major in the arts at an accredited Iowa college or university. Each scholarship winner will receive $2,500 for his or her college tuition plus related expenses as a full-time undergraduate student in 2021-22. Now, Ruby Hummel of the Panorama High School will study music education at Drake University in Des Moines. She was inspired by teachers and peers and wants to continue to perform while studying to become a music educator so she can help future generations connect with music. More information about the Iowa Scholarship for the Arts is available on the web at iowaculture.gov. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office today reports 38-year-old Albert Edward Joseph of Council Bluffs turned himself into authorities Wednesday morning. Joseph was wanted on a warrant for violation of parole. He was transported to the Pottcotty Jail and turned over to corrections staff. Other individuals were transported Wednesday from various jurisdictions to the Pottcotty Jail to be held on local and or state charges. They include 24-year-old Victor Antonio Inigo of Omaha, 27-year-old Sterling Sven Holly of Grand Island, Nebraska, 61-year-old Frank Capilano of Council Bluffs, and 22-year-old Sarah Jeanette Crozen of Council Bluffs. You can find out more about why they were transported to the Pottcotty Jail in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And finally in the news, state health officials say two cases of a COVID-19 variant, commonly known as the India variant, have been confirmed in Iowa. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
The cases were identified in two adults in southeast Iowa's Jefferson County. According to the Iowa Department of Public Health, there is no evidence this strain of the virus is more easily transmitted or more likely to cause severe illness. Cases of the U.K. and Brazilian COVID-19 variants were previously confirmed in the state. I'm O.K. Henderson.
State officials said the public health department in Jefferson County is doing contact tracing and contacting those who may have been around the two adults who've tested positive for the India variant of COVID-19. Jefferson County is home to the Maharishi International University, and a message posted on the university's website from its president and medical faculty says the risk of contracting COVID-19 is high and that vaccines are the most potent weapon they have against the spread of COVID-19. A spokesperson for the county public health department said the India variant could have popped up anywhere in the county and be completely unrelated to travel. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.